happy Saturday, beloved listeners. This is Ken Lesser, your host for Advanced Living. I'm so glad to be with you again today on the eve of a wonderful, wonderful holiday and with something just exciting to share with you today. And as we get started, I just want to thank you for all the support that you're giving me and to, of course, pause to wish everyone just the happiest holidays as we come into this wonderful season to celebrate and to share with you that as the seasons come and go, there's still a theme that I use to call forth the goodness to share with you. I pray daily, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so that we can enjoy a global loving community. And in this holiday season, where we so often get to feel a little bit more festive and be reminded of things, I have an opportunity to bring forth a wonderful treat for you folks. This time of year, sharing food and good food and good times is so important. And I've had the opportunity recently to become acquainted with a woman, our guest today, Lucretia Jones, who is quite interesting in that she has become a huge raw foods enthusiast or someone that has changed her lifestyle and received some tremendous benefits to her health and well-being and some subsiding of some serious challenges to her health, as well as an opportunity to bond more closely with her daughter and to make some discoveries of ways to revamp her lifestyle that have brought some just tremendous benefits both to the joy that she feels and to the harmony in her home and in her life. Anyway, before I get too carried away, I just want to take time to let you know that Lucretia has raised three children and is still in that process, with her oldest at 19 and her youngest at 12, and attended the University of Nebraska and spent many years just devoted to raising a family, and then a couple of years ago opened the door to learning about healthier living and raw foods. So without any further ado, to my beloved listeners, I want you to meet Lucretia Jones. Lucretia, are you there?
Yes, I am, and hello, all you beautiful ones.
Oh, hello, hello. Would you please help, because some people may not know a little bit the term raw foods. I know originally when I heard it, I thought that meant that you couldn't wear clothes when you were eating. But apparently that's not what raw foods is.
Well, that could be a definition. Actually, there's a wide array of definitions for raw foods. Some people even term it living foods, including fermented foods and even foods that have been pasteurized, but having cultures introduced into it. So anything deemed living and still having its full enzymatic potential is what I call raw food.
Oh. And
preferably vegan.
Okay. Okay, so so it would be possible, I guess I've heard of some people that are doing things with meat that is raw, uncooked meat. And is that still considered a raw food?
Yes, it is. And I do think there are health benefits with the raw meat. It's just that it's just my preference not to consume that.
Okay. So it just helps to let people know that this area of raw that you found most appealing to you is what would be the vegetarian style of raw food eating, and there are those that are pursuing eating raw foods that do include uncooked meat.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I do think that raw meat is more digestible. It's just not very palatable to me. So.
Oh, plus I've heard some some things in terms of potential health risks to eating raw meats that wouldn't be there in eating raw vegetables.
Yes, quite true.
Would you give a little bit of the background, I guess, where you were, and some of the things that helped to turn your life around, and some of the benefits that you got by going into this style of living?
Well, I guess my children and I indulged in a very, the typical standard American diet, and as a result, we suffered from various states of disease, from asthma to mild weight problems, and just so many things I'd forgotten about now, which I'm so thankful for. I'd forgotten about those little things.
So was it like aches and pains, more colds and flu? I didn't know how long you'd had the asthma.
I had asthma for about 2 or 3 years. I got it when I was 33. And, yeah, that's when the alarm bells went off, because I thought, well, what's going on here? I grew up in such a wonderful state of health, and why am I continuing to eat this way and just letting myself degenerate? And my daughter told me about a friend of hers and their family, how they were into the raw food diet and that it could cure anything. And so that piqued my interest. So they were involved in the Hallelujah Acres program. And so we researched into that.
Oh, now that's an unusual name. Hallelujah Acres?
Yes, Hallelujah Acres.
Okay. Now that's not... That's not like that old TV show, Green Acres, is it? the people at Hallelujah Acres are happy. It's really not a comedy show there, huh? Could you explain a little bit more about what Hallelujah Acres is?
Sure. It's a Christian raw foods website, and well, they have a huge establishment in North Carolina. They sell products that enhance the raw foods lifestyle. They are dedicated to the Bible verse Genesis 1:29.
I'm looking at the website. HACRES.com, and the very leading thing that they say at the beginning of their website, teaching God's original plan for health and healing.
That's right.
And then you were going to share something from Genesis in the very first chapter?
Well, yes. This is from the Living Bible. The King James Version does go into a little more detail, but... Genesis 1:29 says, "And look, I have given you the seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food." To me, that sums up what God originally planned for us to consume.
And yes.
That's been a light for me ever since I've started on this path.
So that is... for sure, biblically speaking, going back to basics.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
Okay. And you'd found what, that in your lifestyle, you were just eating more processed foods or different styles of things that were taking you away from this? Or?
Well, the kids and I guess we've always... loved cooking and trying out various cuisines, and just always were fascinated with food. And we had our share of junk food as well, and pizza and all of that, the standard American diet fare. And it does take its toll. You may think that, I thought I'd be healthy forever and could eat whatever I wanted. And I guess when you... after a while, your immune system just kind of says, "Hey, wait a minute! I want the enzymes. I want a living nutrition, and it just, I guess this is the way it signals to you to do something.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, having asthma, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, it got to a very debilitating stage. So usually things have to get to that kind of point before I take action. And it does, you know, that happens for a lot of people, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And which is a blessing in disguise, as you hear that cliche. So, and that's what got me motivated, and I got relief in a month's time. You know, not completely healed, but it was a gradual process over a year.
Hot.
In just a month's time, my symptoms were gone, and for the most part, and I didn't have to use the inhalers.
Wow. Now, you had shared a little bit of information. Would you go a little bit of, yes, nebulizer, inhalers, antibiotics, you were, I guess, doing a lot. And I don't know, you know, with the surgery, potential surgery, I don't know, would you go into a little bit of some of, you know, how severe this was getting?
Okay. What happened was that my asthma was triggered by a severe sinus infection that was perpetual. It just, no antibiotics could cure it. Seemed like I was always taking antibiotics and decongestants to no avail. And then finally the doctors had a CAT scan done, and they said that I would probably need to have my sinuses operated on and, you know, cleared out. And there's no guarantee that would even stop the asthma. So that was when my daughter, shortly thereafter, she told me about Hallelujah Acres. And I just thought it was a sign from God. And I thought, I don't want to pay any more co-payments, pay for no more medications. I'd rather spend it on a juicer and just, you know, put all my faith in God and see what happens.
Ah, okay. So your first step was getting a juicer?
Yes, Champion juicer.
Ah.
And.
Well, those are good rugged units.
Yes. And just started juicing as many carrots as I could. And before long, my skin started glowing, and, you know, it just, one thing after another started disappearing, along with some excess weight, and, you know, I felt healthier and more energetic, and...
Wow. So an infection that had been present for an extended period of time, within less than a month, cleared up.
Yes.
And, but you still send checks to the doctors, don't you? I mean...
I don't see doctors anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, well, I guess they'll have to just get their money from someone else. My gosh. Well, that's some happy, happy news.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you've noticed? Because I guess you went in different stages. You started with the juice and carrot juice, and, you know, can you go into a little bit more detail of how that's evolved, because I know that you're now a gourmet raw food chef.
Well,
there's a little bit of different, you know, change along that path.
Well, yeah, starting out, it was the juicing and drinking green powdered formulas like barley green or vitamineral green. Basically staying 80% raw and then having a small cooked meal in the evening, like brown rice or baked potato, something very simple like that. And then slowly, I didn't know about 100% raw people out there, and so I kept thinking, I want to do more, and so I did searching on the web, and I found rawfood.com. And I found out about people actually living on all raw living foods. So we thought, well, if our health is so great with the 80%, let's go for, you know, just go for it all and see what happens. So.
Healing Acres.
Hallelujah Acres.
Or Hallelujah Acres.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That one. That's a 80% raw and 20% of some lightly cooked foods.
Yes, although the reverend who started this, Reverend George Malkmus, is now 100% raw, but he likes to tell people, you know, take it easier, start at 80, or even, you know, a little less if that's easier for you. And, you know, whenever you feel like it, progress higher and higher.
Oh.
Eventually eliminating the cooked meal, but.
Okay, and that, so there wasn't a stove or a microwave oven in the Garden of Eden.
No.
Ah, who knew? And
just the sun.
Huh?
Just the sun.
Okay. And we can use that for doing some different types of cooking and dehydrating. I guess a number of things, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So as you progressed, did you expand the level of juicing you were doing, or just more into the raw foods, or what path did you take?
Well, I love food so much that I just started wanting to duplicate my favorite comfort foods because it would get challenging emotionally at times, and it would be easy to fall back into the old pattern if you didn't have an adequate substitute.
Oh, none of us have attachments to comfort foods, or cookies, or ice cream, or pizza, or whatever. boy, yeah, just that, and that's that name, comfort food. We've associated so much emotional soothing to different foods. So tell me a little bit more about what you were able to accomplish to not only address healthier eating, but to address that emotional comfort. That's great.
Well, we just sought for getting that comfort from raw food, which seemed impossible at the time because we were, you know, in that emotional state where, yeah, everyone has to go through this emotional detox as well as a physical detox. So, we just thought, well, let's just make ourselves happy with raw. And so we started making meatloaf, spaghetti, lasagna, meatballs, which we like to call nut balls, actually, or nut loaf.
Uh-huh.
So we just, even macaroni and cheese we can make.
Oh, my.
So, yes, I think you can make anything. Well, we haven't come up with a recipe for Twinkies yet.
Oh.
which we were trying to make for my son to try to coax him into the raw lifestyle. But
oh, okay. But you have been able to duplicate macaroni and cheese, lasagna, spaghetti.
Yeah.
How about pizza?
What's that?
How about pizza?
Oh, yes, pizza with spattered buckwheat crust is amazing.
Oh. And now, see, I've been privileged to taste that. You make a hamburger that is meatless and raw, but when I saw it, it looks exactly like a big, juicy piece of meat.
Yes. Yes, it also it's important that it looks like what you're trying to duplicate. So, I tried to put all those aspects in there, the smell, the presentation, and, of course, the taste.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I tell you, listeners, the sooner we can get the get a line of foods out there into like Whole Foods markets and Wild Oats and other places of this, you're going to be in for an amazing treat. These other things, so you were able to duplicate a number of these comfort foods, and that's what got you like over the hump, do you think?
Oh yes, most definitely, because like I said, myself and my children are emotional eaters, as so many people are, and I mean, we just go back to the days of when Mom prepared food for us to make us feel better, and we want to make ourselves, you know, feel that way again. Where was I?
Yeah. So by having that comfort that we had when we were with our families or friends, for me when I was going to college, pizza was absolutely a food that was there frequently with many, many happy college events.
Mm-hmm.
So that association with pizza was very important. And you've had pizza people try your special pizza that's a raw pizza, and it met their discerning standards?
Yes, well, not my son's.
Okay, but haven't bridged that gap yet.
But everyone else that's tried it loves it, and I know I love it. It's
good. Well, it's nice to know that these things can be prepared, and that by doing that, the health aspects, it just sounds wonderful. And did you find anything in the changes in energy levels with this dietary change, or I don't know about all my listeners, but I know a number of us are concerned with anti-aging or looking younger longer.
Oh, goodness, yes. My energy levels are. I mean, I feel like a teenager again. I mean, I'm goofier than my daughter, who's 17, and I can keep up with the kids, and even then some. I'm just continually amazed what can happen when you're not spending all your time digesting your food.
Mm.
So that's along with the anti-aging.
Yeah.
Most people who are raw do look about 10 years younger on average, and even more. So,
wow.
I've even been asked if my son was my husband. So, I do get comments all the time. Because of the energy, and just you feel more, you're just more vibrant, and it just goes out to others.
Boy.
That's how I feel about other people who are raw, anyway.
Yeah, I just see a lot of good, positive energy.
Yes.
Huh. Well, that's neat. Well, I'm wondering, for people that are getting started, can you give a little bit more detail of some of the simple steps that you might recommend? You said that getting a juicer would be like number one.
Yes. If you had a choice between a juicer or a blender, and like if you were seriously ill, I'd go with the juicer first. But if you're just wanting to improve your overall health and no serious issues, I would go with a high-powered blender like a K-Tech or a Vitamix, just because you can. It's so versatile. You can still make green soups in lieu of the green juices that you could make with a juicer, and have it as a whole food with all the fiber intact. Less clutter, which is important to me. So if I were in my state now, I only need the blender. I don't juice anymore. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm digressing a bit there, but...
Oh, okay.
I hope that's clear. Do you...
Well, you had made mention of using the blender for a raw green soup.
Yes.
And I'm curious to get a little more detail about that.
Yeah, that's what I like to do now instead of celery, parsley, apple juice, which I used to drink every day for 2 or 3 years, along with carrot juice. Now I just make a soup instead where I get all the fiber, and I...
Oh, so when you juice, you typically, it separates the fiber out.
Yes, which is important when you're seriously ill because you want to get the nutrients to your bloodstream as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And the fiber can slow that down.
Ah.
So if, right, I mean, if you have cancer or any serious kind of disease, I recommend the juicing first, just so you get that nutrition immediately. But thereafter, I think the fiber is important, and green soups is, I think, the best way to get your greens. And if you want a great green soup recipe, I have one right here for you all.
Oh, please. Please, I want it.
It's really simple, and I guess as with any recipe, adapt it to what you like. Add your own signature. But here's the base for it. I call it creamy cilantro soup. Or you can make it creamy basil soup if you want. But anyway, this will, let's see here, feed about 2 to 3 people. So start off with 3 avocados. 1 to 2 bunches of cilantro or basil or any other green herb that you prefer. Throw in a bit of cumin seeds, maybe 1 to 3 teaspoons depending on how much you like that. Himalayan salt, which we can talk about salt a little later. Salt's one of my favorite topics.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
And then juice of 1 lemon or lime. I put in about a half a bunch of celery chopped up. And then I just put in 1 to 2 cups of water to whatever consistency you like. So, and you can also throw in spinach or kale, radishes, asparagus, anything extra that you might have in the fridge. And blend it to, whatever texture you like, smooth, chunky. I tend to go with the smooth because it's great for digestion, and I think you assimilate the greens better.
Mm.
So this is the yummiest soup ever. It's, one of my favorites.
Wow. And now I was hearing, I know in our neighbors to the south, in Mexico, love cilantro and use it in a lot of their foods. Anything special we should know about cilantro?
Well, I've read recently on this amazing website, rawfoodinfo.com, about the powers of cilantro. Apparently, scientists have discovered that it is a chelating agent, one of the most powerful ones out there.
Oh, now chelating. Let's see. I know there are places that people go to get some of the metals out of the body. Sometimes people have had amalgam fillings or exposure to heavy metals through different things over the years. Where you had lead in gasoline for many years, and people had different exposure of chemicals. And so when you're talking about chelation, is that the kind of thing you're referring to?
Exactly. These attract the metals in the bloodstream and remove them. They get attached to the components in the cilantro, and then out they go.
Wow.
Wow,
so you get to have a delicious a green soup. It's kind of like a green gazpacho, and there's a lot of people that love gazpacho.
Mm-hmm.
As a chilled soup, and this one made with cilantro has some tremendous additional benefits.
Oh yes, and yeah, perfect for after dental work, since it is a smooth soup. Good for just the healing of the all the healing in the mouth after dental work. For the gums and. Yeah, I mean, anything green, for that matter, wheatgrass juice would be great, too.
Okay. So. Okay. Huh. Wow.
But for the chelating factors, cilantro is even above wheatgrass.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and there is more info on rawfoodinfo.com.
Okay. I want to make note of that, rawfoodinfo.com.
Yes, they have archives that you can look through.
Well, that sounds good. And then we'd already mentioned the H Acres for Hallelujah Acres, hacres.com.
Mm-hmm.
While we're putting out the word on a couple of good websites, are there any others that you find very helpful?
Oh, yes. I have too many favorites. Rawfood.com.
Okay. RAWFOOD.com.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, and they have every raw book imaginable and a full array of products that are amazing and all organic superfoods. I want to get to the point where I only do consume superfoods because I think, and if everyone could get to that point, I just think how amazing that would be.
And when you're saying superfoods, I've heard of, in the nutrition store, they make mention of superfoods that tend to be certain kinds of fruits or juices or greens from different parts of the world. What does it mean in terms of the raw things you're discovering?
Well, greens. I like a green powder. It's like Vitamineral Green, and it has probiotics. Plant enzymes, soil organisms, and then almost every green available. Let's see here. Cactus, amla berry, herbs like nettles and burdock. So to me, those are all superfoods.
Oh, okay.
Also maca.
So it's like a level of supplementation in the raw food community.
Yes, if it's a whole food.
Ah, bingo. So there's a key.
Yeah.
I've heard that the body does better with whole foods. Have you looked into that at all?
Well, I think it's just a matter of logic. There is science, of course, to support it, but it's the way God intended. In the whole form. So I tend to go that way. Just with the original plan. It's good for me anyway.
Ah, okay. So rather than taking a bunch of supplements that can be synthetic or extracts, something that's whole food is more recognizable to the body is what one of my doctors told me.
Yes, exactly. The recognizing of the food is very important, or you don't assimilate it. Your body doesn't, if it doesn't know what to do with it, it just passes through. We don't want that.
No, we want to get the nutrient value as we do process the foods, and to be able to get that's huge. Okay, so. So that would be another big tip then for folks if they are getting any kind of supplementation to insist upon whole foods supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There are a lot of good companies out there, more and more starting up. So we're having more choice nowadays. I remember like 3-4 years ago, you know, there was much narrower things to choose from. So it's just keep an eye open for all the exciting things coming out, especially with raw chocolate and maca.
Raw chocolate. Now tell me, I know there's going to be a good number of people out there that already love chocolate. What can we anticipate with the raw chocolate?
Well, I don't have the data in front of me, but raw chocolate is one of the top foods on the ORAC scale, which measures the antioxidant levels. And foods that's more than blueberries, more than, I think, even acai, which I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
But I know that's up there in the scale. So, raw chocolate is at the top. And
wow.
Yes.
Wow. And of course, I guess it's important when you say raw that most chocolate on the market, is it processed in a way that affects its nutrient value?
Well, when it is cooked, the caffeine does get concentrated. Also, it does destroy the enzymes, and the antioxidant level does get reduced dramatically. And I don't have the percentages here, but it is dramatic.
Hmm.
Let's see.
And do you still, as a bottom line, I got to know, does raw chocolate taste delicious like other chocolate?
Oh, my goodness. I can make chocolate milk that tastes like chocolate soy milk, to me anyway, with almond milk and cacao beans. Yes, raw chocolate is also called cacao.
Which is different than cocoa?
Yeah, cocoa is actually the powder. When they remove the oil and dry it, you get the powder, which is cocoa.
Uh-huh.
And then the bean right from the pod is the cacao bean.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, it's all the same thing, but just minor. Yeah.
Now to get the cocoa powder, I don't know if that's still, is that available as a raw cocoa powder?
Yes, that's a new product, about a year old. And let's see, rawfood.com does sell that. And let's see here. That raw powder is also, it's not processed with alkali, which can destroy some of the nutrients. So.
Okay.
And it's dried at low temperatures. Amazing product. I do prefer the beans myself because I like the oils intact.
Oh.
But the powder is more for convenience. You know, like the green powders. I mean,
sure.
It still has the nutrients in it, but it's just for those who don't want to blend and soak and all that.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, if you need that, then.
Yeah.
It tastes wonderful. It smells just like the old-fashioned Hershey's powder. So it is the same thing, just raw.
Just unprocessed and has full nutrient potency.
Yes.
Wow. And is at tops the list of in the ORAC, you said, the antioxidant scale.
Mm-hmm.
So all these years, those cravings for chocolate weren't just about the positive romantic feelings. There was more going on.
Right. Well, there is a chemical in chocolate, when you mentioned romantic, called anandamide, which is also called the bliss chemical. And it does, it's gives you the feelings like endorphins would. So, and chocolate also is the food with the highest amount of magnesium, which is one of the minerals that Americans are most deficient in. So, it's...
Mm.
It's just an amazing food.
Wow.
I eat it every day, almost.
How do you like to prepare it?
Well, I like to make a chocolate beverage almost every morning with almond milk as a base. And I make that from almonds I've been soaking overnight. Just, and you strain it and, well, let's see here. Let me back up there. Soak about a cup of almonds overnight. And then blend those almonds with about 2 cups of water, or 3 cups if you like it to be a skim milk. I like the fattier, creamier milk, so I put less water. So you blend that and strain, and you have almond milk. Then you put some cacao in there. I put a pinch of Himalayan salt, and I use agave nectar, and sometimes honey with the bee pollen. You have to be careful with your honey, by the way. You have to make sure that it says really raw. There's a honey called Really Raw Honey. It's amazing. It has all the bee pollen, the propolis, the royal jelly in it. So,
So a lot of times foods are processed that takes things out of them that we want or need. Okay. Wow. And so then you just blend it up with the almond milk base?
Yes, and sometimes I throw in a vanilla bean, which has great properties also. And it's it acts synergistically with the chocolate. So and maca also is a another superfood from Peru, which also it complements the chocolate.
Oh, so you will add that sometimes in with your chocolate in the morning?
Yes.
Because what were you saying? It's good for some part of the body?
It's good for the entire endocrine system, like the thyroid, parathyroid, thymus, pancreas, the entire system, which then goes on to support your immune system. So, it's also, increases fertility by about 200% for those out there who are trying to conceive.
Wow.
The studies have been done on farm animals, so that's where they got that percentage from. And also helps with libido. So it increases that by 180%, I guess.
Huh.
So,
Boy. That's substantial. I mean, I don't know how much, but a huge amount is spent on Viagra or Viagra-type products for men. And there's no studies that show Viagra is helpful to the endocrine system.
Yeah, that's right. And maca has no side effects. So, and it's interesting because maca is great for the female reproductive system and, our hormonal system.
Ah.
Unlike, I know women these days are taking lots of drugs for menopause. Maca can replace those drugs without any of the side effects. It can help with hot flashes and all of the symptoms related to menopause. It helps with menstrual disorders as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very powerful food.
In
Peru, they eat it cooked even. It still has its potency cooked. So.
Oh, boy, now that's unusual.
Yes.
Those foods, when they're cooked, lose their potency. But, okay, so that's, and when you finished blending that all up, it just blends into a nice chocolate like a chocolate milk taste?
Yes. To me, it tastes like this chocolate milk called chocolate silk. It's a chocolate soy milk. I mean, that's how I feel mine tastes like. I put raw vitamin E in it, too, so it gives it a malty-type taste. So I feel like every day I get to have a chocolate malt and get beautified
Wow.
It's amazing food.
That,
And just want everyone to be able to have that.
Oh, well, boy, listeners, to get some of these recipes, if you didn't catch them, go to advancedliving.com, ADVANCEDLIVING, send in an email requesting the recipe for the green soup or the recipe for the wonderful chocolate malt, and we'll email that back to you so that you'll have that available to add on your adventure as you learn more about this. This is exciting. I can't wait. And tell me, what else are some of the things that you would want to share with people as they're getting started learning about this lifestyle?
Well, I guess...
Now, you've made mention of something about salt.
Oh, yes. I know a lot of people think that if you get sea salt from the health food store, that, you know, that's great for you. But from what I've been reading, it's better to immediately replace that salt with either Celtic sea salt or Himalayan salt. So because those have all the trace minerals intact. And I feel overall balanced, and I feel it almost lends a magical taste to the food I prepare.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds, it just transforms the food. I cannot even explain it well. You put the salt in with the love intention, and yes, that's why everyone likes my food, I think. And myself included, of course, but anyway.
Yes. Well, that's important, for sure. And I know in research it's interesting that there, as we look for things and hear about glycemic index or how quickly something turns to sugar in the body and can affect the insulin sugar balance, the blood sugar levels. I guess you've found a lot of benefit from what? Would you share, please?
Hmm. Well, you mean what kind of sweeteners to use that are lowest on the glycemic index?
Uh-huh.
Well, agave nectar... is an amazing food I think it's lower than even some fruits. I wish I had a glycemic index here in front of me. But, it's diabetics can use agave nectar, although you should get some medical advice prior to that. And I can get information for your website.
Sure.
You know, people want that about the glycemic index. I do have it in.
That would be wonderful to have a section that would be your section on the website of Advanced Living about Lucretia's raw adventures. So listeners out there, if I'm successful in. And persuading Lucretia to do this, be looking when you go to advancedliving.com, and there'll be different buttons for different types of healthy things that are on there already, and this would be something that I'd love to add in so that we have more of a good resource of raw foods and with links to other websites where you can learn and get information so you can learn about glycemic index and other kinds of important things that can have a big influence on your well-being. And, of course, one of the things that can be assured of from where Lucretia is coming from, I so appreciate that meeting that comfort food test is key to you. That for people out there, it's not just important to put something in your mouth and go, well, it's good for me, but it's got to be not only tasty and delicious, but very comforting at the same time.
Yes. We do need to enjoy our food, I think, for it to be fully assimilated. And, of course, that's what God intends. And if we're, you know, we do feel more thankful for the foods we like also. And I think the higher our level of thankfulness, the more we are blessed with that food. So I hope that made sense.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So
the power of prayer and intention for people that have seen what the bleep, the movie or The Secret or read any number of spiritual writings that talk about that. And do you have, while we're thinking of it, in addition to chocolate and the maca, anything that other foods that you like in terms of what you call anti-inflammatory or beautifying foods?
Well, goji berries are amazing. Let's see, goji berries.
Oh, good. Well, they can. One of the neat things on the Advanced Living website, if listeners check out the Amigo Juice button, there's a combination of pure goji juice, pure mangosteen juice, and pure acai juice blended. So goji's good. What else?
Oh, well, I just want to add about the Amigo products that I've looked at that myself, and they look to be an incredible product. And, of course, I've tried it as well, and I do feel great with that, just as I do when I eat the goji berries whole. So.
Ah, good.
And they're minimally processed. It's a great product.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's with so many people are finding as they check into the quality and look at the nutritional value of the goji, or other people call it the wolfberry, and the mangosteen fruit out of China, and then the acai from South America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anything, we've heard that old thing about an apple a day. Is there anything you can mention about apples?
Well, apples are an amazing anti-inflammatory food. It contains a lot of quercetin, and I hope I'm pronouncing that. But it's one of, I don't know if they even have supplements available for that, but it's best to get it from apples. You know, it's especially good for children when they have a cold or a sore throat.
Oh.
It reduces the inflammation within an hour. And, yeah, the apples just... Well, and also the apple is the kind of food that absorbs with the pectin in there. So not only does it reduce the inflammation with the quercetin, the pectin soothes and absorbs toxins. It's an amazing food for when children have colds. You can even blend it up into an applesauce. It's great.
Ooh.
Food for that. And kids usually love applesauce, so it's one of those things that's easy, you know, to get the kids to like.
Oh, great.
Great. Right.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, here we just used up our time for this week's show. Lucretia, I want to thank you so much for helping to whet our appetites with some wonderful stories of the benefits of raw food that you've experienced personally, and a couple of delicious recipes that if people didn't get them, they can, until that portion of the advancedliving.com website is up with your information on it, they can send in an email at EMF, like Edward Michael Frank, EMF relief, like for electromagnetic field relief, at AOL.com. That's on the website at advancedliving.com, and we'll be happy to get those recipes off to you and other resources. So keep coming back to the program for more exciting information, and wish you, of course, since I won't talk to you until next Saturday, beloved listeners, that a Merry, Merry Christmas to those of you that are celebrating it, or the beginning of Kwanzaa for our people that are celebrating that holiday. Just happy holidays to all of you, and we bless you with all of our love and good wishes, and look forward to joining you again next Saturday for more advanced living. Lucretia, thank you again.
Thank you, Ken. It was my pleasure, and love and blessings to you all.
Very good. And to all, a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, beloved listeners. Goodbye for now.
Bye. Let go of that God. Let myself lose and let go of it.
But what a beautiful...